Bob Enfield is defending his Maryland State Jousting Championship, a title he's held three times. Last year, he also won the national champion title. But Enfield does not think he can match the wins his father made before retiring from the sport at age 75.
Dad was an excellent rider in his day. He won four national championships and eight state championships.
Leon Enfield started the family's tradition of jousting in 1947. He became the first state champion a decade later.
At one point in time, about 8 years ago, there were 11 of my family riding, competing, and it was four generations.
His granddaughter, Marley, started jousting when she was only 2 and a half.
It's easy to learn, but it takes a lot of time to practice and to stay good at it. I just wanted to carry on the family tradition.
Jousting is considered the oldest equestrian sport in the world. As in this medieval adventure film, knights used lances to knock opponents off their horses. These days, full contact jousting has become more theatrical, and armored jousters perform largely at Renaissance festivals. Ring jousting became Maryland's official sport in 1962. Vicki Betts, president of the state's Jousting Tournament Association, says horsemanship and precision are the keys to success.
And the joy of ring jousting is the camaraderie we all share. We're together almost every weekend from May until October, but we're really competing against ourselves. I have to have more rings than the next person to win.
At this final state contest of the year, 60 jousters of all ages compete in five classes, from novice to championship, where Bob Enfield had to defend his title. He also competed in the professional class with his 19-year-old son, Bradley.
He's pretty much taught me everything I know about the sport, so it's fun to go out there and ride against him, see if I can beat him.
You're watching the professional class started on one-inch ring.
Four contestants, including both Enfields, tied in the first round. In the second run, with the ring size reduced by half, Bradley won first place and his father took second.
I'm really tickled that we finished that way. The fact that he beat me, that means a lot to me. That means I trained him well.
Bob also lost his state champion title, but he says he's happy as the sport keeps going in the family, and he looks forward to competing again with his son next year. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.